GCSE Sociology, Identity, Educational Podcast. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast on Identity. I'm here to help you master one of the most fascinating topics in the OCR J202 specification. Today, we're going to explore how your identity is constructed through socialization and social control. We'll look at the nature versus nurture debate, examine the agencies that shape who you are, and most importantly, I'll show you exactly what examiners are looking for to help you maximize your marks. Whether you're revising for your exam or just getting to grips with this topic for the first time, this podcast will give you the key concepts, the essential studies, and the exam techniques you need to succeed. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive into the world of identity formation. Let's start with the fundamental question. Are we born with our identity, or is it created by society? This is the nature versus nurture debate, and it's absolutely central to this topic. Nature refers to biological determinism, the idea that our identity is shaped by our genes, hormones, and biology. Nurture, on the other hand, refers to socialization, the process through which we learn the norms, values, and behaviors of our culture. Now, here's what examiners want to see. You need to understand that most sociologists argue identity is primarily socially constructed through nurture, not biologically determined. A classic example is feral children. Children raised in isolation without human contact. These children don't develop normal human identities, which demonstrates that socialization, not just biology, is essential for identity formation. Let's talk about the agencies of socialization. There are six key agencies you must know: family, education, media, peer groups, workplace, and religion. Each one plays a specific role in shaping different aspects of your identity. The family is the primary agent of socialization, especially in early childhood. This is where you first learn gender roles through processes like canalization. That's when parents channel children's interests toward gender-appropriate toys and activities. Ann Oakley's research in 1982 identified four key processes: manipulation, canalization, verbal appellations, and different activities. Make sure you can explain each of these with examples. Education is crucial for secondary socialization. Schools don't just teach academic subjects. They transmit cultural capital, which is Pierre Bourdieu's concept for the knowledge, skills, and behaviors valued by the dominant class. The hidden curriculum teaches you punctuality, obedience, and hierarchy, preparing you for the workplace. Examiners love it when you link education to class identity reproduction. The media is increasingly powerful in shaping identity through representation and stereotypes. Think about how gender is portrayed in advertising or how ethnic minorities are represented in news coverage. Stuart Hall's work on media encoding and decoding is useful here. The media creates messages, but we interpret them in different ways. Peer groups become especially important during adolescence. They can challenge family values and create youth subcultures with distinct identities. Think about how friendship groups influence your clothing choices, music tastes, and even your accent. The workplace shapes occupational identity and class identity. Your job becomes part of who you are. Think about how differently a doctor and a factory worker might see themselves. This links to Marx's ideas about class consciousness. Religion provides moral frameworks and can be central to ethnic and national identity. For some people, religious identity is their master status, the identity that dominates all others. Now, let's look at the four types of identity you need to understand: gender, class, ethnic, and national identity. Gender identity is socially constructed through socialization, not just biological sex. Feminists argue that gender roles are created and maintained through patriarchy, a system of male dominance. You should know about hegemonic masculinity and emphasized femininity as concepts. Class identity relates to your economic position and social status. Marxists argue that class is the most important identity, determined by your relationship to the means of production. The bourgeoisie own capital, the proletariat sell their labor. Class identity is reproduced through education and cultural capital. Ethnic identity is based on shared culture, language, religion, and heritage. It's important to distinguish between ethnicity and race. Ethnicity is cultural, while race is a social construct based on physical characteristics. Examiners want you to discuss how ethnic identities can be both celebrated and stigmatized in multicultural Britain. National identity is about belonging to a nation-state and sharing values, symbols, and traditions. Think about what it means to be British: the monarchy, democracy, the NHS, multiculturalism. National identity can unite people, but can also exclude those seen as outsiders. Finally, let's cover the theoretical perspectives. you must be able to apply functionalism, Marxism, feminism, and interactionism to identity. Functionalists see socialization as essential for social order and value consensus. They argue that agencies like family and education perform positive functions by integrating individuals into society. Marxists focus on class identity and argue that socialization reproduces class inequality. The ruling class ideology is transmitted through education and media to maintain their dominance. Feminists analyze how patriarchy is maintained through gender socialization. They critique how family, media, and education reinforce traditional gender roles that subordinate women. Interactionists examine how identity is negotiated through social interactions. They focus on labeling, self-concept, and how we perform different identities in different situations. This is Goffman's dramaturgical approach. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really boost your marks. First, use precise sociological terminology. Don't say boys are taught to like boy things. Say gender identity is constructed through canalization, where parents channel children toward gender-appropriate toys and activities. Examiners award marks for accurate use of concepts. Second, always link specific agencies to specific identities. Don't just say the media influences identity. Say the media reinforces hegemonic masculinity through the representation of men as strong, dominant, and unemotional in action films and advertising. Third, cite sociologists and studies. Oakley on gender socialization, Bourdieu on cultural capital, Willis on working class lads, Hall on media representation. Named studies move you from band 2 to band 3. Fourth, evaluate using theoretical perspectives. Don't just describe, analyze, and critique. For example, while functionalists argue that socialization creates social solidarity, Marxists counter that it reproduces class inequality by transmitting ruling class ideology. Fifth, in 12-mark questions, use the PERC structure: point, explain, refer to evidence, critique. Make sure you present both sides of the argument before reaching a justified conclusion. Common mistakes to avoid: don't confuse nature and nurture. Don't use anecdotal examples instead of sociological evidence. Don't forget to specify which type of identity you're discussing. And never, ever forget to evaluate. Description alone won't get you top marks. Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one to answer. 1. What are Anne Oakley's four processes of gender socialization? The answer is manipulation, canalization, verbal appellations, and different activities. 2. What is cultural capital? The answer is Pierre Bourdieu's concept for the knowledge, skills, and behaviors valued by the dominant class, transmitted through education. 3. Name three agencies of socialization. The answer is family, education, media, peer groups, workplace, religion, any three of these. 4. What is the difference between primary and secondary socialization? The answer is primary occurs in early childhood, mainly through family. Secondary occurs later through institutions like school and media. 5. What is a master status? The answer is an identity that dominates all others and shapes how others see you. For example, religious identity or disability. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's recap the key points. Identity is socially constructed through socialization, not biologically determined. 6 agencies shape your identity: family, education, media, peer groups, workplace, and religion. You need to understand 4 types of identity: gender, class, ethnic, and national. And you must be able to apply and evaluate 4 theoretical perspectives: functionalism, Marxism, feminism, and interactionism. Remember, examiners reward precise terminology, named studies, explicit links between agencies and identities, and critical evaluation using theory. Your homework? Create revision cards for each agency of socialization with specific examples and studies. Practice writing 12-mark answers using PERC paragraphs. And most importantly, don't just memorize, understand the concepts so you can apply them to any question. Good luck with your revision, and remember, your identity might be socially constructed, but your exam success is in your hands. This has been your GCSE Sociology Identity Podcast. Keep learning, keep questioning, and I'll see you next time.